Today, we have two incredibly strong readings, both moments in Scripture that will go on to define the Christian faith. In Exodus, we hear about the beginning of Moses' life, and in John's Gospel, we hear about the end of Jesus' earthly existence. Traditionally, Mothering Sunday has been all about returning to your home church, the place of your baptism, your mother church. We have now reached the centre point of our Lenten journey, and we are offered an opportunity to take our foot off the penitence pedal, reflect on where we've got to. And today we'll enjoy a cupcake or two. A big thank you to Lola's, who have sent us 60 delicious cupcakes to enjoy. But in recent years, we've come to recognise the fourth Sunday in Lent as a celebration of motherhood, identifying that sometimes that main carer in your life is not in female form. We recognise that the experience of receiving a mother-like love can be a gift from outside of the maternal bond, perhaps a grandparent, an encouraging teacher or close family friend. It doesn't have to be the person who gave birth to you that you remember and celebrate today. We recognise that not everyone has had a good relationship with their birth mother for whatever reason. Reflecting on the idea of what it is to be a mother, to be someone who nurtures another, I can't help but acknowledge that this is the kind of organisation we want St Jude's to be, a place where people feel nurtured, loved, accepted, affirmed, and encouraged to dream their dreams. So much of what we do is about trying to create an environment where people can feel safe and they can grow. And yet we hear regularly on the news that people no longer trust their parish churches, they no longer feel safe in them, and the news is more often than not peppered with bad stories about bad experiences. However, I don't believe that that is our story as a church. I believe that St Jude's is quickly becoming a place where people feel at home and wanted. Interestingly enough, this reading from John came up in our Lent group last week when we were talking about this particular character that appears in Scripture, named as the disciple that Jesus loved. Over many years, there has been much debate about who John is referring to. Some people believe that it refers to one of the male disciples, indicating that Jesus may have been in love with one of his followers. Other people think that it refers to Mary Magdalene, who some people believe was possibly Jesus' wife. But there is another theory that we talked about last Thursday, which I think appeals to me and seems a valuable interpretation of the text, that the disciple that Jesus loved is you. Somehow, in God's fearless, miraculous way, he knew of your birth, your life, and your existence long ago, and included you even then. A parent God, who is more mother than any earthly associate, a mother to you since the beginning of time. The scriptures paint a picture that include you. They welcome you as part of the story, nurturing you and helping you to grow, to flourish and reach your potential, like any good mother would. When we begin to understand that we are actually part of Jesus' story, a part of God's great creation, not standing outside of it but right there in the centre of the happening, then we begin to understand that that inclusion, the part that we play every day, is central to God's story here on earth. We are not just a bit part, but a starring role, a protagonist that is deeply intertwined in the success and failure of God's kingdom. The week before last, I attended a lecture presented by Hampstead Gardens Suburb Trust, which was all about trees. Apart from learning an awful lot about trees, one thought from the tree expert really struck me. He said that from an environmental point of view, instead of planting new trees, we would be much better off looking after the ones we already have, helping them to grow stronger, with bigger canopies. Well, my brothers and sisters, my dear friends, that is what I believe we need to do here at St Jude's, to help create a mother church which can offer shelter and shade when most needed by all the people of this community and beyond, where people can recognise that they are central to God's story in this world, and where they can truly feel the love of Christ dearer and more tender than any earthly devotion. As a mother feeds her children, let us once more feed at his table as the disciples he loves.
Sushi, big flask, flyer, craft, flask, designat, amore. Ilohote, flyer, mimiosum catus, amore.
Hunc florem, forma decore, flora, flora, vidi, quandium vidias miridi, flora, flora, tenem, tua flax cantus philomena.
Amor.